rukou mu.
Okay, it's funny. I've always wanted to open the show that way, you know?
Yeah, edit it.
Edit it in post. No, no. Okay, come on.
Go, go.
Do you, it's recording. Do you have it?
Did you hear?
Oh.
No, it wasn't me.
Jesus.
He who smelt it dealt it. I say.
All right, may God forgive us.
Did you record that?
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, well, whatever. Guys are listening to the podcast. Not bad, right?
Yeah.
That'll do?
Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah? Do we want some other M songs?
No.
No? All right. Welcome to the podcast, you guys.
Welcome.
What's up,
welcome
everybody?
Back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
Pat was on Staten Island for a while.
Sure, Staten Island.
Guys, I think we got to redo the intro.
I agree.
Yeah.
That's
fucking pathetic.
What do you mean?
Oh, just the Apocalypse Cast isn't about fart jokes.
No, it's actual farts, though. Oh, so it's different. It's not a joke.
It's what's happening, dude. We are bringing you...
It's serious, it's like cancer.
Fart. It's a real fart.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like I disagree with your opinion on this, JBR. Like, honestly, because we hear the Apocalypse Cast... By the way, this is the Apocalypse Cast. There's one thing we are. It's too real. You know, so we're not like some lowly Tom Tenney, you know,
who fakes his farts.
Yeah.
Tom Tenney never means it. How many farts?
We're not like just making a fart joke.
Yeah.
We're bringing you a real fart.
We're making a fart.
Yeah.
We're showing you all the farts the MSM isn't going to tell you about.
Yeah. We're giving you all the farts that the MSM isn't going to give you.
We're filled with them. We make them in our sleep.
Yeah.
Oh.
Releasing them silently into the world where they end up on 4chan.
God, no.
Man.
Times like these.
You guys are listening to the Shadow Apocalypse Cast.
Patrick.
I'm your host, Cooler Pat.
All right, Pat. We've waited long enough.
What?
What happened on Staten Island? Pat was not with us last week.
Pat, what happened on Staten Island? Don't try to deny. We know you went. We know where you were. You're a victim.
Guys, I'm not gonna lie. Last week I was in Staten Island.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Damn, dude.
Yeah. And, you know, like, if I was gonna report on Staten Island, I wasn't gonna just, like, make a fart joke about Staten Island. I had to go.
You know? Yeah. So, I mean, yeah. How hot and smelly was the Verrazano? How many...
The Verrazanos.
Talk about the spikes that they put in front of you.
It was 13 hours on the Verrazano Bridge. It was brutal.
And the first 3 hours, it's spikes. And then the second 3 hours on the Verrazano Bridge. they release.
Anyways, you guys listen to the podcast.
Ants.
I'm your host, Pat. I'm an investigative journalist. This is my co-host, Johnny B-Roll.
Hello. Hello, everyone.
My name is Johnny B-Roll. I'm a co-host of the Apocalypse, accept no substitutions.
Good. Oh, I can smell it. I can smell it.
It's terrible.
Hey, everybody. It's me. Oh, I can smell. Yeah. All right, great. Oh.
Well. So.
This whole room smells like farts.
Wow. Well, you know what I say? He who smelt it, dealt it.
Oh, I disagree. Dealt it.
I got a bad deal.
Well,
you guys know it brings up like a sad story.
Yeah.
My uncle was a fart dealer. It was always he who dealt it. He used to deal farts throughout the neighborhood.
On the street corner.
He's like, yeah, you need a fart, Mom?
Yeah, dude, your uncle like invented crop dusting, right?
Yeah.
Going around town, just releasing a little in front of everybody's house.
To get you hooked.
Is that what they call
you get
it?
Away, you get a whiff.
God, this room smells like shit, Chad. Jesus fucking Christ.
It's all shit.
It's all fun and games until somebody gets hurt. Yeah, okay. How about this? We have talked for a long time.
Well, speaking of the smell, what were you going to say?
That's why you always take a shit. Oh,
we have talked for a long time about how the Apocalypse is classy, and we're not going to fucking water it down with a bunch of farts.
Pat just said, okay? Speaking about the
you
smell.
You can't just elevate farts, okay? You can't do it. It's an exercise in futility. It's like fucking skeuomorphic design.
This is the voice of your co-host, Johnny B-Roll.
That's
your other co-host,
wrong.
Chad Ali Slayman. Come on.
Farts, by definition, elevate. They
to
rise.
To fart
as
or not
gas.
To fart?
How do you know that? How do you know they don't? You're just never down. You don't know if they don't sink and rise.
They rise.
Are you sure?
Yes. Science has proved that farts rise. Because they come out of you hot.
Well, I'm not going to argue with science.
Pat, there was a thread where you were like, oh, speaking of shit, that stuff that smells, and then you menacingly grabbed a garbage bag with a shoe in it. Is this going to come around later?
No.
We're not going to have to deal with it? It's just going to...
Yeah, it's just going to sit there and I'm going to ignore it the whole time. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
I bet you thought that it was going to be something different, but it's not.
It's like when a gun appears in a play.
Yeah. You know that it's not going to make a reappearance. That's one thing
that's
you can count on.
Yes.
Am I right, JBR?
Mm-hmm. You're always right, Patrick.
That's true. Well, not always, but usually.
Yeah, exactly.
Very usually, though.
Well, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like I'm not using absolutes, but I'm basically using absolutes.
Yeah, I might as well.
That's what I do. Yeah.
Like, my beard is pretty thick.
Yeah, or like the MSM is always lying. Or, you know, it's like, well, I don't mean that absolutely, but actually I do. Yeah.
The MSM.
Even when they're right, I think they're wrong.
You guys know what I hate especially? MSMBC.
Uh-huh.
You know those guys?
Yeah, they
were like, we have to be more cuckolded than MSNBC.
Yeah.
So we're MSMBC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The BC stands for being cuckolded.
Right, of course. Yeah. And its logo is just a guy watching his wife be fucked.
It's just a guy shaking his head.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
No.
Oh,
it's just a dude watching his wife get fucked by an immigrant.
Mm-hmm.
Or, oh, he doesn't have
or by another woman.
He doesn't
or
even
by
speak
a gay
English.
Person.
That's what liberalism is all about.
Yeah, dude, liberalism is all about just taking away things from you and giving them to people who are weird.
That's very true.
That's globalism.
Yeah, that's what globalism is. Yeah, exactly.
Explain, riddle me this, globalist. Why should I let some stranger in China jack me off? That's what you want, right?
Because you can do it cheaper and more efficiently. That's why.
All right, globalist. Like, what? Okay, why should I give half my paycheck to like a transgender monkey in Azerbaijan?
You know, I think that even just by asking that, you are revealing your transphobia.
Oh, God. All right. Then riddle me this. Why should I, just by virtue of being, like, a white American, give my daughter away to, like, an old Cambodian woman?
Yeah, why should you have to do that?
That's what you want.
You know why? You want to know why, Jed?
Why do I have to give my daughter to an old Cambodian woman? Is it because she was born in America and that makes her Hitler?
Jed Ollie Slayman, I will tell you exactly why you have to give your daughter to a Cambodian woman. To atone for the great injustice we wrought on that country 40 fucking years ago. All right? You have to give something up. We are coming for you.
She has a life here. She's grown. And, like, you're going to send her to live under
There's no criticizing America on the Apollo cast,
Cambodian woman.
Now, say that you're sorry for... Well, okay, whatever. Let's move on.
Not only are we going to atone for those crimes, but we're going to make your daughter a lesbian as well.
No.
That's what liberalism is all about.
So guys, I'm going to turn
your son into a lesbian, and I'm going to marry him/her to a Cambodian.
Guys, I was in Staten Island this week.
Shit.
Yeah. On the ride back across the Verrazano.
Is it true what they say?
It is true, yeah.
I think New Dorf is a really weird name for a town.
Is it true that in Staten Island, their doors open sideways because they're so wide?
It's true.
Is it true that in Staten Island, no one talks about smells because everyone smells bad and it'd be rude?
It's true.
Is it true that in Staten Island, the dogs tell the people when and where to shit?
It's true.
Is it true that in Staten Island, wives are bought and sold in a like a pet shop?
No. that turned out not to be true.
Is it true that in Staten Island, there are forms of slavery that still exist?
Is it true?
Probably, yeah.
Is it true that in Staten Island, the only instrument is the mouth beatbox?
Yes. It's true. All confrontations are resolved by mouth beatbox. So listen, on the Verrazano, there was a crying child, and its parents wouldn't make it shut the fuck up the entire drive. All 13 hours of that drive.
What was that noise? Okay, I'm out. Someone throw this baby off a bridge.
Damn, dude, that must have been a very difficult car to drive next to.
Yes, 13 hours of car.
Oh, man. Must have been terrible.
Yeah, it wasn't great. It was not ideal.
Yeah, was there anyone possibly walking on that bridge between cars serving cookies and small beverages?
Who it was
maybe
nuts.
Could have done something about it.
What did you do to this kid? What did you do?
More importantly, what did you do to the people who could have done something about it but didn't?
I complained to them, as I do always.
Oh, they're harmonizing, these sweet babies. Very good.
That was nice. It didn't stop for 1 minute, the entire flight. Not for one fucking minute. Every person on board was like, what the hell? They were like, I heard the phrase in the car, can you do something about the child? More than once.
What were the options?
It's like, you can't, you're not allowed to, you're allowed to bring a screaming child, but you can't smoke, you know?
Yeah.
And the child can't smoke.
The one thing that would calm them down.
Also, I was seated next to them.
Oh, man.
You were seated.
Yeah.
That must have been one, intense Lyft ride.
No, I used Uber, you cuck.
Yeah. One. Yeah. Uber ride. Uber shared ride. Must have been awful.
Pretty good, right?
Do you think like they just broke up with their girlfriends? They're just crying the whole time.
I definitely think they should lose their benefits.
These people
you know what? These people want to claim welfare. Can you believe that shit?
No, they don't.
Like absolute babies.
Fucking welfare queens, that's why. That's why their babies keep crying out. It's because they teach them to do that.
Yeah,
so they can prove that they're in deeper poverty so they can get more money.
Babies don't cry.
Yeah, exactly. Rich babies are neither seen nor
pretty
heard.
Pretty cool, that's true.
True.
Anyways, guys.
What'd you do to these kids?
Nothing. I didn't do anything. It wasn't my fault. So I didn't sleep the entire drive over to Verrazano.
So first came the child. And then the next trial of Verrazano. But first, the quick history of Verrazano was a... It's named after Count Verrazano.
Yeah? Oh.
Yeah,
this cruel vampire who used to stalk South Brooklyn. And he would only... Yeah, he would only, like, take... He would only drink blood from pets.
Pretty cool.
Yeah? Yeah. That's why he's got a fucking bridge named after
him? Count Verrazano. It was a low bar back...
Yeah, you could be famous for, like, anything.
Yeah.
Just like in the 60s, you know? You could be totally famous without really changing the status quo.
Kosciuszko, in fact, was a famous... You guys know Kosciuszko?
Yeah, he just, like, took all the credit for...
He invented, for what Tom Tenney did.
He invented puppets, but, like, the original was, like, really fucked up. He would just take, chicken, emptied out chickens.
Is this a Polish joke?
And puppet them around as puppets. That's what Kosciuszko was famous for.
Is that true?
Yes.
That sounds like it's a
and
Polish...
And they built a bridge after...
That sounds like it's a Polish joke.
Because of how gross the Poles are.
Yeah.
And how they play with their food.
You know what I thought was really racist last election?
What?
Is people kept saying that the Poles are wrong.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, what's wrong with
the... You can't trust the Poles?
Yeah. And I was like, why are you going to blame everything on the Poles? What the fuck? You know, like...
That's a dog whistle, I think.
Yeah. Like, the Polish have suffered enough throughout history. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Why do the Poles get their shit on anyway?
Yeah. And then they always close them. They always seal
because they're
the
magnetic.
Poles.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, nobody likes that.
So, yeah, it's a problem. Right? Yeah, that's why pierogies are cooked.
Dude, yeah.
That way.
I mean, like, dude, I never really got along at parties until I stopped being magnetic.
Yeah, it's true. A lot of people told me that I had animal magnetism.
Oh, yeah.
All the cats and dogs that want
to
fuck you.
And also because they magnets have been attached to them as well, so it's...
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just one of those
things.
It's
a fucking terrible condition. Nothing you can do about it. You're just magnetic and people don't like it. They instinctively withdraw. They're just like, okay, sweet, that's cool. And they go into another room and talk to somebody else about something else.
You know, I don't know. It's like this PC bullshit where they're like, oh, we like Verrazano was this weird vampire and they want to rename it into like the Ross Perot Bridge.
Oh, that'd be a cool bridge.
Instead of...
I wish I knew something about Ross Perot.
You know nothing about him because he didn't live a full life.
Yeah.
Not like the vampire, Count Verrazano.
Well, speaking of people who didn't live a full life because of all the mean things that they did. And because of all like the love that they refused to show.
Yeah.
You guys are listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. This is the Apocalypse. My name is Pat. I'm your host.
Yes.
I got really sick when I was in Staten Island, so I sound like Batman.
Yeah.
But like...
People surrounded by their plagues.
No, I sound like... What do I sound like? Like a frog.
Yeah. But a frog that knows that, like, it can't provide for its lady frog. And so another...
It's like, oh...
A bullfrog has to come.
Oh, okay.
And he has to swell up his chin or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, make that noise. What's that sound?
It's the bullfrog chin.
And you know you have to face it and that it's no one's fault but yours.
Mm. So,
and you gotta be okay with it.
So it's not,
because if you protest, I mean, what does that lead to?
And speaking of frogs, I mean, it is sort of... It's a pretty easy loop to close, Jet.
And just that, Pepe the Frog. Got him.
Ugh. Hey, Johnny B-Roll. What's
Hello.
Up?
Oh, not much.
So listen, last week on Staten Island, I was standing on the street... Right?
They have
my own business. Yeah. And I leaned down into the car and I was like, I gotta get my wallet. So I leaned down on the street, kind of squatting. And then when I stood up in the street, my leg started like sinking into the ground. And then my legs sank all the way up to my fucking balls, and I realized that I'd opened a sewage hatch that had been covered by trash.
Oh shit, man.
And I sank into it, right? And check it out.
Why would you do this? Oh, Pat's menacing
this
us with
a shoe.
Pat's menacing us with a cruel shoe.
What the fuck happened, Pat?
That's the shoe that I fell into the sewer with. Check it out.
Why did you bring it?
Just to prove something.
Did you bring it to be unsealed?
What? Yes, I brought it to be unsealed.
So Pat stepped in a cruel line.
This episode is about smell.
A poo line underneath. Staten Island used to be where all the poo of New York went.
Yeah.
And it still goes in secret in the poo lines. And Pat disturbed.
Also, you know, and this fits into my backstory as well, which we'll get into later.
Pat,
you know, the poo lines. Because some of my relatives used to work on the poo lines.
Yes.
Especially my father, who was a turd burglar.
The burgling.
And they always told me that he died while he was burgling, especially large turd down in the poo lines. But that's not how he was killed, and we'll get back into that later. So anyways, continue, Dad.
So Pat, like, stepped through this old woman's grave and destroyed it. And then went through her body. And then he opened a poo line. And this is the shoe that's in this bag. Listen. Listen, New York.
We're gonna open it up.
Listen. You know what's in here? Poo.
No, it's an Air Jordan that sank into a fucking sewer.
That's poo.
Crazy, man. This, what about your docks?
My docks.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, I still have those. That's I should have cool. brought them instead of the fucking Air Jordans.
Well, yeah, but then you would have lost your docks, man.
No, the docks will survive. Air Jordans.
Sewage. Dude, there's so many Air Jordans.
But should we open?
Yes, I think we should open it. Dad, unfurl it.
I don't want to be the one to unfurl it.
I've been dealing with it all week.
Unfurl it into the mic.
No, I'll unfurl it.
No, no one's going to hear you unfurl it.
Oh, you're right. I'm going to have to just tear it open. Which
Pat has opened a drawer beside the mic, and he's taken out a small ceremonial knife. It's rusted and dull with use. Takes it up to his dick. And he mutters something about this, like a god. He just starts sawing wordlessly. And he looks at JBR and he's done. He sawed it off. And he kind of like, he just puts it in a pocket attached to the wall. His dick, but sawed. And then he reaches for the bag. It's down, it's on the floor, and it's white. And he's trying to undo a knot. And he's the rest of his eyes are doing, he's winking as he does it, and he's undone the knot. Undo it into the mic, you fucking animal. No one can hear you scrangling. He's undoing it, and his face is shit.
No,
it's open.
Guys, you ready?
It's open, and he stands and he opens the shoe.
Don't even roll.
What?
Hold the bag,
dude. I don't want to fucking hold the bag. You're leaving me holding the bag.
Describe it. Describe the smell.
Johnny Bureau, look in the bag. Look in the bag, you
and
coward.
And rustle it around near the mic for a bit.
Look in the bag. Johnny Bureau is looking in the bag.
Yeah, it just smells like a trash bag, man.
No, you're not smelling enough of it.
Well, I don't have a sense of smell. You should have asked me that before you asked me to smell something.
Racist.
You don't have a sense of smell?
Yeah, I have like no
Johnny
sense
Bureau
of smell.
Lost it in the war.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, in the fart war.
That he lost. Jad fucking killed my sense of smell. And for this, I will never forgive him.
Well, you know, truth and reconciliation. But
the fact is, I live in New York, and I don't want my sense of smell back.
Now I have
the bag.
I love
the way it smells here. It makes me think of America.
You mean because it smells like piss?
No,
because
when I was a child, it smells like piss in France. And when I was a child, it always smelled like garbage here, and it made me so happy to be back in America. You know? Back from France. Okay, how does it smell?
It smells like shit if you get really close to it. But otherwise, it smells like a bag.
Yeah, mostly it smells like a plastic bag.
Really?
It has been unveiled.
Yeah, sorry to yuck your yum, man.
Well, and then touch it.
And it is displeasing.
No, come on. Then touch it. If you guys aren't grossed out by smells, it ruins the bit.
Nah, dude, I'm not going to fucking do that.
What
your
the fuck,
smell
man?
Is
you
weak.
Had such expectations. No! There was such expectations for the bit.
Oh,
and now they're fucking gone.
I have
fucking
smell.
Gone. Gone.
Are you gonna fuck my wife?
You know,
I'm gonna fuck my wife.
Guys, you're only,
guys, guys, hang on.
Jed, if we don't lie to Pat, he's gonna fucking throw a conniption fit. We'd better lie to him.
No, that's the worst.
We'd better lie. Yeah.
What'd you guys say?
Oh my god!
Go back to crying while we discuss.
I mean, what I meant was Pat. The bag smelled like shit. Oh god, it was so bad.
Should we tell him that this shoe smells better than him?
Guys, I'm so sad that you did. Think that my shoes smelled terrible. Like,
oh no, Pat, don't worry. We thought it smelled like shit.
No, you guys are just
we thought
lying.
The shoes smelled like shit. Me. Of course we did.
I can't. Yeah, I don't want to smell it again.
You sound condescending when you say that, JBR.
Oh, what are you talking about?
Chad, don't you hear the condescension in his voice?
Yeah. Come on,
I don't
Pat.
Think you. But like, what the? I mean, it smells bad.
Yeah,
it doesn't.
You just say that.
It smells like a bag, like a plastic bag.
No,
like a stranger from another country coming to your bedroom.
Oh no!
While you're at work. And your
oh,
wife.
No. What
there?
Is the master
oh, holy
that
shit.
And she's ready to get. She's,
oh.
Sarah's just walked in.
Sarah Steele.
Sarah Steele is coming.
Has entered the studio.
Sarah Steele, check out the bag.
Sarah.
Check out the mystery bag.
Open this bag.
What's
and examine
it. And put on your headphones.
And
put on your
smell
headphones.
It. Smell
put,
it.
Yeah, and put your headphones on.
We have a naive observer.
Move over one seat.
We have a naive observer in the studio.
Sarah, take a seat.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sarah Steele, who knows nothing about what we're talking about,
I was on Staten Island
this
last
smells
week.
Smells like cuckoldry.
Bag.
Sarah, back from Staten Island. Are you glad to see me?
Sarah, don't break the bag. Just untie.
See, the thing is, the bag smells like that scented thing that they make, like bougie-ass garbage
oh,
bag smell
no.
like right now. Like, I can't.
I fucked myself it, but, over my picking a scented bag.
I can't tell what's in here because it's sealed, and it sounds like I probably don't want to unseal it.
Just work the knot dramatically.
Work it dramatically.
Near
like,
the mic,
jerk
please.
It around a little bit. Oh, God.
Jerking.
Oh, Christ.
By the way, Sarah Steele is wearing
I feel
a, very
like
nice,
no...
a very nice red dress. Cool.
There's no way in which this is a thing that works out well for me. They're not having me smell something
Sarah,
because it's like a bundle of lavender or a field of heather.
The bag, unaware.
Yeah. I'm assuming there's probably vomit in here.
She doesn't
or
know.
Or fermented cum.
It's not that bad. It's not.
It's a shoe.
No, get closer.
The woman
to
does
it just,
suspect.
It just smells like bougie-ass garbage bags.
Oh, what are you going to do now, Pat? Your life is
the
over.
The shoe is exposed.
Oh,
she smelled and it thus, deeply.
Oh, and thus we have exposed.
Yeah, that smells like a basketball that's been sitting at the bottom of a pool and fermenting with like mildew and pus for like a good like 5 seasons or so.
That's literally exactly what it is.
Oh, well, there you go.
That's exactly what it is.
I've got a nose for that.
I fell into a sewage pit in Staten Island.
Yeah. I heard about your Staten Island adventures.
You sound like
adventures.
An aunt, dude.
Well, I've been into it. And I think that it might have turned me into a superhero, which is why I sound different. Doesn't that make sense?
It totally does. It totally makes perfect sense.
I mean,
yeah,
your superpower is being an aunt.
I don't know. I've been feeling really weak lately.
Yeah.
That's a superpower, right?
It's right there.
That's a valuable superpower. It's very important to have.
I can't believe you went to Staten Island.
I can.
And survive.
But that's only because I know that Pat doesn't really love himself.
Oh, God.
Except, you know, sexually with masturbation.
The trials of the Verrazano Bridge. I mean, what's the ratio of people who survive the journey?
1 in 10.
Very, very low.
At the best.
Yeah, definitely.
That's with training.
And Staten Island's dangerous.
It's true. Yeah.
Staten Island's a dangerous place.
What's crazy is it's not the way there. It's the way back. It's the way back that claims the most lives.
They don't want you to leave. Once you learn the meaning of the name New Dorp, they don't let you go.
Who?
See, I don't even know what that means.
I always thought
He's
that was a weird name for a town.
Who?
New Dorp.
Dorp.
New Dorp.
Dorp
is
the Klingon from Star Trek.
Yes, exactly. New Dorp is a town on Staten Island.
Staten Island has towns?
What?
Yeah. Like with laws? And letters?
If you pay taxes in Staten Island, what does it go to? Heroin?
Yeah. Oh, God. Do they have numbers on Staten Island?
Now, okay. I'm going to admit, I have uttered in certain private residences and on certain social media platforms that Staten Island is super racist and part of Jersey.
Got him. But it's an island.
Does that make me bigoted?
Would you dare cross the bridge and face Staten's trials? I mean, you know the story of Staten.
Yeah, of course,
right?
I would.
No, I actually don't know the story of Staten.
Staten, the cruel governor of the island before America. He was like a Native American chief.
A savage?
Well, Staten Islanders wouldn't appreciate that.
I thought it was German. Staten.
Oh, that's right. Staten Island is named after a Nazi war criminal.
Well, you tried to pin it on the fucking American Indians. That's some cuckoldry right there.
The cruel history of Staten Island. He was like a Nazi, but he showed up in Staten Island and he was so popular there.
Yeah.
They renamed it from its old name.
Like a Nazi Hiawatha.
Who?
I don't know. Like one of the Iroquois or something.
The Iroquois?
Hiawatha? You never played Civilization? That's all I know.
Wow. No. Staten Island. We've gone down a real rabbit hole here.
Almost like we're in Staten Island.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. Which is just a land of rabbit holes and portals into hell and all tons of bad things.
Holes outnumber people in Staten Island.
Mm-hmm. I think holes outnumber people in general.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true.
If you just think about...
There's not a single hole in this room.
Yeah, but that's like why Staten Island's never really going to be part of New York City, is because of all the holes.
Right? Because
we can't
no
let them in. We can't let these people in.
Because then all our water will just drain.
Yeah, exactly.
Be wasted in their holes.
Exactly.
Filled.
It depends how you define what a hole is, but every person has at least... two holes, or they would not be a person.
Two holes.
No one has two. Just things two that holes. Have one versus two holes. I just went to go take a leak.
Yeah. And was it good?
There's a commercial playing, and you guys didn't fix anything.
Were there great holes? were they holy holes?
No.
Was it a holy piss?
Yeah, it was a nice piss. But then I was like, do I leave the seat up or down?
What's right? more feminist?
Well, do I bother
to right. remove it?
But no, I wasn't whether or not it's feminist. Like, you should always put the seat down and pick it up when you're going to piss.
Yeah,
but I was thinking...
I shit with the seat up.
Wait, hang on. Let me get to the bit. All right. I was thinking...
Are you got from him. Staten Island?
No, you got him.
got him.
No, but I was thinking...
That's the first genuine got him of the night.
I was considering whether or not I should leave the toilet seat up or put it down.
It's so weird being in the seat.
Yeah.
Guys.
Sorry. No, I'm wrapped.
Don't step on it.
Wrapped with attention.
Jesus Christ. So, I was taking a piss. I was deciding whether or not... Just now, I was deciding whether or not I was going to leave the seat up or down. And I was thinking to myself, what if that tips it? You know what I mean? Like, what if I don't go to heaven because of that?
Yeah. What if Trump gets away with it all
because you left the seat up?
What if 20 years from now you're taking acid and you're like, damn it, that was where I went wrong?
No, I'm not talking about any of that. I'm talking about whether or not it tips, whether or not you go to hell.
It's like when I was watching Citizen Kane. It's like when you're watching Citizen Kane and you're like, damn, no, it all starts going bad when he like leaves the toilet seat up.
I've never seen it.
It turns out Rosebud is the name of his toilet seat.
but I can only talk about it in the context of fucking religion, you know?
I've never seen it. Cry at the drop of a hat.
I don't, what?
Look, this hat
has
all the bad things that I did.
Why did you have to leave the toilet seat up? If you would have left the toilet seat up, I wouldn't have gotten chlamydia.
Oh, Jesus.
Sharia!
Oh, God, I wouldn't have miscarried that baby. My marriage would have worked out.
Sarah Steele's marriage was destroyed and her child was killed because I left the seat up.
Oh, God.
The child was raised until it had a personality and then it was killed. Oh.
the child she knew, she knew even before he was conceived.
He would have killed so many Nazis except for the developmental disorders that he developed on account of my chlamydia before he was born.
I was developing developmental disorders in my basement. Like inventing new ones.
Like ones where you... I don't know. There's a bunch.
Developmental disorders where you obsess over Tom and do a radio show every week.
Does your kid keep talking about Tom 24/7 and blaming him for shit?
Yeah, exactly. Does your kid have a weird religion around Tom?
Tom Tenney is the founder of Radio Free Brooklyn. We have to say that.
Tenney is the founder and overlord of Radio Free Brooklyn, the overlord of the Apocalypse.
He's a bad man.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah, you would be missing the context if you, for some reason, didn't know that. But I don't know why you wouldn't know that. Like, fuck you if you don't know like, Tom fucking Tenney.
I agree.
What do you have a picture of above your bed, if not?
What's up? Okay, that's true. That
Jesus Christ.
What?
Yeah, go.
Guys, I have some bad news.
What?
Wait, I understand, yeah.
How are they coming at us? How are they coming at us this time?
Well,
God.
Guys, I've got some bad news.
Tom, protect us.
Yeah. Jesus. Tom, save us. Tom, forbid. Guys, I have some bad news.
What?
I don't know if you really know how to say this shit.
Going into menopause.
just say it. Just say it, Pat.
It's about fucking time.
We've been demonetized.
No. Oh, God. Radio Free Brooklyn has announced.
No, just the podcast.
Just the apocalypse.
Yeah. Radio Free Brooklyn's going to South by Southwest. You should vote for Radio Free Brooklyn for South by Southwest,
Radio
actually.
Radio Free Brooklyn is fucking a hotter guy.
No!
Jesus Christ.
Radio Free Brooklyn still gets to make all this monetization and they get coins. But the Apocalypse has all the coins ripped
out of
it.
They don't even mention us. We've been here since the very beginning and they're like, oh, yeah, you know, well, we've got like, we've got, like, some great programming, like, Loca Vibes. Which, by the way, is fantastic programming. Very educational.
Yeah. Actually, it's gone now.
And Frequency Theory is a great program as well.
No.
Actually, he didn't mention Frequency Theory. He didn't put Frequency Theory on this thing. That was, like, pretty decent.
At least that's what he told me.
It's like martyrdom. Right before he left?
Yeah, right before he left.
In the recording, like, 13 Reasons Why?
Tom told me.
I walked into the...
Tom told me he's going back in time. To do 9/11 the same. He wasn't gonna change anything. He was just gonna be on the plane.
Oh, just to watch.
Just to be there.
How do we know it wasn't Tom this whole time?
Just to be able to stop it and not. What a cruel man.
Well, fortunately, we at the Apocalypse, just a short time ago, have repaired the fabric of time to stop.
Which Tom
knitting or crochet?
That's why I had to go to Staten Island.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Remember?
Wow, Pat, you're a fucking hero.
To fix time.
You fixed 9/11.
No. Just time.
Oh, okay.
We've been demonetized, and you guys just sat here and took it.
Okay, but I love this bit, but like at the same time, realistically, I've been this whole week thinking about how fucking weird it is. That we're still on iTunes and Alex Jones is not! How fucking
Oh my
up?
God!
Wow. Oh, we have
survived!
We have survived!
Alex fucking Jones!
Alex Jones has only been accused of inciting his followers to violence. We have definitely been caught on tape.
Yeah. Send us your virgin's blood. Yeah. I know
Send
you're not
your
a
stories.
Virgin.
We explicitly
find
asked,
a virgin and
we,
get their
yeah,
blood.
We've told our listeners to kill people.
Yeah.
Many,
yeah.
many,
No,
many,
we've demanded oh, oh, that they do it or I, else they too shall die.
Yes, and the blood has flown profusely.
It's on air.
It's the blood
oh my God, the number of murders that we find out getting accomplished by the Apocalypse every Next. Week. It's like, I'm so proud, you know, but at the same time, you got to kind of keep it on the down low.
If you guys,
you know, you don't want people just like anybody finding out about
they've,
it.
They've
you know?
Demonetized Alex Jones, but if he doesn't quit, what are you guys singling?
It's like put a hand condom. Do you guys know about hand condoms?
Hand condoms?
Yes,
you mean gloves?
Yeah. Don't worry about it.
No. It's when you use your hand as a condom.
We'll discuss it on another episode. I want to do an entire hand condom series. You know.
You mean like fisting? But sort with your like dick fisting, inside
yeah,
the fist? Fisting, you
know? Yeah, actually, well, you're not
guys,
gonna...
If we don't, you guys aren't taking it seriously.
Don't you guys know history, though? Professor Fist?
Oh, God. Professor Fist.
He was the predecessor to Tom Tenney. He was a great scientist who beat up Stephen Hawking. He also beat up Einstein. And he beat up another important scientist, Roger Penrose.
Oh. Mm. Wait, not Penfield, Penrose. Who's Penrose?
Penfield, probably.
Penfield was the guy that stuck like needles in people's brains and was
bananas. This is the guy that fucked holes in space.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Penrose.
All space hole fucking. Yeah.
How big was his dick?
Huge.
Light years.
Like twice the size of Hawkins, and Hawkins had a big dick. Hawkins had a hog. Hogkins is what they used to call him.
That's like, he really?
Hogkins. Yeah,
so did he really have extramarital affairs, or was that a thing?
No, he did. Yeah, he had a huge dick, and he had a bunch of...
That's so awesome, and is also, it? Like, just kind of, like, sad, too. Like, if you're the chick that loved and married Stephen Hawking...
Who says he's not allowed to go porking up another guy?
He's stepping out on you, and he can't even walk!
He can't even take a single step. Got him!
That is pretty brutal.
He did. That's what's so painful about it.
But he took a big step into death.
I mean, it's the one big step for mankind, all of us, hopefully, guys, except Disney.
Tom Tenney has demonetized us. Next, what else is he going to debone us?
Demonetize.
He's taking everything. Is he going to de-seed us? He's going to take our seed.
Like cooking us like a pepper for a stir fry? Is he preparing us for a stir fry?
Take our seeds?
In hell.
Is he going to...
Is he gonna ride us
and make us walk home?
And take our rides?
And make us walk home? Yeah.
Is he gonna be deranged?
Is he gonna
take away all of our grazing property for our cattle?
Is he gonna make that nice, like, deglaze, like, decoction of us and reduce us for 40 minutes?
Is he gonna deduce us and just drop a deuce?
Drop a deuce right in our stew, slow cook it.
The possibilities.
Add a little bit of rosemary. Apocalypse recipe.
Just as you raise the glass of milk to your lips, Tom Tenney's deuce just drops.
Wow.
Yeah. Tom Tenney, cruel founder of
Radio. I would have gone with cum or pus for that, but yeah, a deuce like really does make
Tom
a splash.
Tom exists to yuck your yum.
He's going to debone us. He's going to take one bone a week. It's gonna start with the shitty ones.
It's amazing how much more Tom has accomplished in his life than any of us really have.
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely holds a lot of sway over all of us at the ApocalyCast. We can't stop talking about him.
He holds a lot of
Like, he literally started a community radio station.
Yeah, he invented
and, like,
it.
Reaches out to, like, all of... He told me about...
And he's also, like, a real estate man, too.
Have you guys heard about the show that they have with the 15-year-old girl? Maybe she's 16 now. Like, maybe I'm out of touch. Maybe
Hannah
she's 16.
Montana.
And she wanted a radio show where she interviews local bands who are also teenagers. So there's literally a program that you can tune into and, like, listen to a 15-year-old girl in Brooklyn interviewing teenagers in Brooklyn about their music.
If you're a teenager in Brooklyn, that's cool.
No, I'm sorry. Like, that's fucking fascinating.
That's
fucking
as well.
Fascinating as shit. Like, what the fuck are they even thinking about right now? I don't know if you have, like, younger siblings that you interact with or whatever, but, like, they're on the Instagram and, like, everything's, like, OD or, like, clap back or, like, all this fucking, like... Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Oh, clap back?
Clap back. Yeah. You gotta clap back.
That's when he's... I send it back.
It's like you're being really called out right now.
You clap it back.
Oh, I'm the oldest one here, man. By a lot. But
so if you were to get clapped, you would have no sense of how to clap back.
No, I would
just fall to the floor.
Twitching.
You would just be clapped. And then he crumpled into a pile. Clapped.
I got a bad case of the clap.
No, if you ever see, like, somebody younger than you interact with a phone, it's fucking horrifying.
Yeah.
It's fucking horrifying.
They put it in them.
themselves. No, they're
they swipe it like a credit card.
They're like twiddling the goddamn phone, like they're trying to get it off. Like seriously, it's like you're twiddling the fucking clit to like jam it up and like I'm like.
Is that how kids jack off these days?
They do. It's on Instagram. It's all on Instagram. They have an app for that.
Like what? You touch your dick? What are you?
No, literally, like new phones. Depending on the pressure that you hit on it, you can get different interactions with it, and that's been the case for like 2 years now.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna stick with good old vaginal sex.
All right, Grandpa.
Yeah.
What are you gonna put your dick in a cotton gin next?
Gotta. You're gonna spooge all over your coin collection.
Oh, that'll seal those stamps on that envelope that you're gonna put in the mail post office. Yeah, exactly. Pony Express.
Yeah, that's all I'm gonna. Well, why do you think envelopes stick closed anyway?
Gross.
Masculinity. Good old American masculinity. Yeah, exactly.
You kids can go on Instagram if you want. I'm not against it.
It's the glue holding this nation together.
Oh, Instagram.
Yeah. But speaking of Grams.
What a bad, bad man.
So, John, you didn't do what I asked?
I didn't do anything you asked because I'm a rebel. Punk rock.
Yeah.
What did you ask me?
Circle that A, motherfucker.
To plug in the
computer. To plug in the... Oh, yeah. No, I didn't do that.
That would be helpful.
Oh, well, that would have been great if you could have.
Is it dead now?
Thanks. Well, it will be soon, yeah.
Plug
if,
it.
If John doesn't do what he's supposed to.
Kids today don't even know what a plug
keeping
is.
Keeping it on the down low. You don't even know, listeners
really
of the Apaku Cast.
They think
this is behind
think,
the scenes.
They think everything is just born
flying
and
under the radar.
Else.
Right. No, they think that like the Apaku Cast just grows on trees.
Yeah. What do you think this is, fucking amateur hour?
Like Jesus trees. Like, when have you ever seen a goddamn Jesus tree? A Jesus Christ flower, maybe?
Never.
Kids, a Jesus tree?
A whole tree?
Kids today don't even think white people should have jobs.
Yeah, I know. Kids today want a parade of foreigners to come through and fuck my wife.
Yeah, exactly.
You can blame Star Trek for that. Both of
those. That's true. That's what Star Trek was all about.
It's fully Captain automated Kirk space, like, communism, and fucking my wife for me.
No, but Captain Kirk would say, bring me a bunch of people from France and China and line up all of our wives, all the wives of the officers on the Enterprise.
Yeah.
And they'll fuck the shit out of them in front of them.
Yeah, exactly.
And then
only once a year.
And then
Spock it's
has to jack off. Yeah, exactly.
It's only once a year.
And they call it Ponfar. And that's the best episode of Star Trek.
He's not wrong. He's not wrong. Mm-hmm.
You guys have done something.
What's that?
Bad.
What do we do?
Whatever this was that he said and you laughed at.
Ponfar? No, Ponfar is like a Star Trek thing. It's like the
bad.
Vulcans.
Bad.
Actually, okay, so the
right.
Vulcans...
He's
bad.
Right.
You guys have done a bad thing.
Guys.
Oh, we're not supposed to reference pop culture?
Bad.
But, like,
oh,
no,
shit,
it's not
funny.
Real... It's not real pop culture. Wait, do you guys want to have a dispatch from the real world? Because I actually... The reason that I was late today was because I was busy covering, like, live events.
What events?
The Manafort trial.
What? You were in there?
I was there.
Do you have recording?
I have my notes. I have my
why
written notes.
Why were you there?
Okay, let's do it.
All right.
Why were you there?
Shh.
We'll
figure
off.
That out later. Let's go.
Can you make
the
music
also.
A little bit more like medieval and dire?
Yes.
Yeah? Is that a thing
I
that can happen?
I was in Staten Island, so,
yeah,
you know, I'm not doing too bad either.
Hey.
Hang on.
Hey,
Mr. DJ.
Just type in punishment music.
Punishment music. Yeah, that's exactly what we need.
Punishment.
How do you know that? It's like we're on the same fucking brain wavelength. It's great.
Look at this punishment.
Wait. No, it needs...
Maybe
copyright free.
Free punishment music.
Okay. Supposedly this is copyright free. I'm willing to take the risk. You guys want to take the risk?
Yeah. Tom Tenney be free.
How amazing would it be if
the
person that had a punishment music was actually listening to the ApocalyPse and actually sued us? That would be...
When you said Tom Tenney and punishment in the same word, in the same sentence, it frightened me into not playing that music. No copyright. Okay. No, electric punishment, that sounds like some dubstep bullshit. I want real, actual punishment.
Medieval.
I cannot
That's
stress this enough.
That's inspirational. What's that?
Can you ask, like,
I mean, 1800s, I think, is actually where...
Just say, when are you going to get married? You sound like
Damn.
An aunt, you fuck.
Got him.
Got him.
Yeah.
No, but we've done it already.
Oh, after ascending and descending several steps in the corridors, which were so dark that they were lighted by lamps at midday, Manafort, still surrounded by his lugubrious escort, was thrust by the police into the gloomy chamber. This chamber, circular in form, occupied the ground floor of one of those great towers, which even in our own century still pierce through the layer of modern edifices with which modern Washington has covered ancient Washington.
What a cuck.
There were no windows in this cellar, no other opening than the entrance, which was low and closed by an enormous iron door. Nevertheless, light was not lacking. A furnace had been constructed in the thickness of the wall. A large fire was lighted there.
What a thick wall.
Filled the vault with its crimson reflections and deprived a miserable candle.
Oh my god, they took all of our bribes!
Which stood in one corner of all radiance.
What?
The iron grating, which served to close the oven, being raised at that moment,
wasn't even that great.
Allowed only a view of the mouth of the flaming vent hole in the dark wall, the lower extremity of its bars like a row of Manafort black and pointed teeth. He's being dragged into this chamber, circular.
Wait, this was at 100 Center Street?
It was totally at 100. Okay. In the center lay a leather mat.
It was 101
Full Street.
Placed almost flat upon the ground, over which hung a strap provided with a buckle, attached to a brass ring in the mouth of a flat-nosed monster carved in the keystone of the vault.
The strap!
Tongs, pincers, large plowshares filled the interior of the furnace and glowed in a confused heap on the coals. The sanguine light of the furnace illuminated in the chamber a confused... Sanguine?
Ben.
Sanguine.
Is that what it is? What language?
Confused, I think Greek actually, but like mass of horrible things. This thing was called simply the question chamber.
It's that raises so many questions.
The questions! On the bed in a negligent attitude sat Rod Rosenstein, the official torturer.
Stiff as his namesake. Rod!
His underlings, two gnomes with square faces, leather aprons, and linen breeches, were moving the iron instruments on the coals.
Sexual.
In vain did the poor man summon up his courage. On entering this chamber, he was stricken with horror.
And stripped.
The sergeants of the bailiff of the court drew up in line on one side, the priests of the officiality on the other. A clerk, inkhorn, and a table were in one corner.
Gross.
Master Robert Mueller approached the bureaucrat with a very sweet smile.
Mueller!
My dear child, said he, do you still persist in your denial?
What a witch.
Yes, he replied in a dying voice. In that case, replied Miller, it will be very painful for us to have to question you more urgently than we should like. Pray take the trouble to seat yourself on this bed. Master Rosenstein, make room for the monsieur and close the door.
Seal him!
Rosenstein rose with a growl.
Rosenstein!
If I shut the door, he muttered, my fire will go out. Well, my dear fellow, replied Mueller, leave it open then. Meanwhile, Manafort had remained standing, that leather bed on which so many unhappy wretches had writhed, frightened him. Terror chilled the very marrow of his bones. He stood there bewildered and stupefied. At a sign from Mueller, two assistants took him and placed him in a sitting posture on the bed. They did him no harm, but when these men touched him, when that leather touched him, he felt all his blood retreat to his heart. He cast a frightened look about the chamber. It seemed to him as though he beheld advancing from all quarters towards him with the intention of crawling up his body
and into it,
biting and pinching him.
And burrowing.
Hideous implements of torture.
And which, nesting in him.
As compared to the instruments of all sort he had hitherto seen, were like what bats, centipedes, and spiders are among insects and birds.
Jesus.
Where is the physician? Asked. I forget. I think it's Muller. Here, replied somebody under Rosenstein, who he had not yet before noticed. Manafort shuddered.
These are very detailed court notes.
Monsieur? Yeah, you know, I record it, and then, like, I can transcribe it. Yeah, yeah. And it's translated out of French by Victor Hugo. But, Monsieur, resumed the caressing voice.
Hang on a second.
Sure not. And the procurator of the ecclesiastical court. Monsieur, for the third time, do you persist in denying the deeds of which are accused?
J'accuse!
This time he could only make the sign with his head. You persist! Said Rosenstein. Then it grieves me deeply, but I must fulfill my office.
What a cruel witch.
Whoa. Monsieur de Muller, said Rosenstein. How shall we begin? He hesitated for a moment with the ambiguous grimace of a poet in search of a rhyme.
Oh, interesting.
With the boot, he said at last.
Not the boot.
The unfortunate man felt himself so utterly abandoned by God and men that his head fell upon his breast like an inert thing which has no power in itself.
The cruel, unthinking boot.
The tormentor and the physician approached him simultaneously. At the same time, two assistants began to fumble among their hideous arsenal. At the clanking of their frightful irons, the unhappy child quivered like a dead frog which is being galvanized. Oh! He murmured, so low that barely anyone heard him. Oh, my Putin! Then he fell back once more into his immobility and his marble silence. The spectacle would have rent any other heart than those of his judges. One would have procured him a poor sinful soul being tortured by Satan beneath the scarlet wicket of hell.
And
the miserable body which that frightful swarm of saws, wheels, and racks were about to clasp in their clutches. The being who was about to be manipulated by the harsh hands of executioners and pincers was that gentle, white, fragile creature. A poor grain of millet which human justice was handing over to the terrible mills of torture to grind. Meanwhile, the callous hands of Rod Rosenstein Torquil's assistants had bared that charming leg, that tiny foot, which had so often amazed the passers-by with their delicacy and beauty in the squares of Washington. "'Tis a shame," muttered, I guess, Steve Miller. Glancing at these graceful and delicate forms, had the archdeacon been present, he certainly would have recalled at that moment his symbol of the spider and the fly. Soon the unfortunate boy, through a mist which spread before his eyes, beheld the boot approach. He soon beheld his foot encased between iron plates disappear in the frightful apparatus. Then terror restored his strength. Take that off, he yelled angrily, and drawing himself up with his hair all disheveled. Mercy! He darted from the bed to fling himself at the feet of the king's procurator, but his leg was fast in the heavy block of oak and iron, and she sank down upon the boot, more crushed than a bee with a lump of lead on its wing. At a sign from Rosenstein, she was replaced on the bed and two coarse hands adjusted to her delicate waist, his delicate waist, the strap which hung from the ceiling. For the last time, do you confess the facts in the case? Demanded Miller with his imperturbable benignity. I am innocent!